Hey everybody, so you might be wondering, who is this speaking in this podcast? And why is there a podcast about this? Whatever you could possibly be thinking, I'm going to hopefully answer your question for you. I am Christian Seymour, and I am going to be talking about things realer than real. Okay, this is what the show is called, Realer Than Real. This is going to be a good experience for me because I can finally have some sort of reason to pretty much express how I feel, just break down things that happened to me that probably people still don't know why I left the middle school that I went to in the middle of my eighth grade year. There were things that are going on, well, not are going on, but things that went on back then and that I'm finding out answers to now as to why I left my middle school that I went to back then. So that I'm going to be breaking down everything, not everything, but I'm going to be breaking down everything bits by bits in each episode. So I might have a few special guests on here. We might do a little games. So just hold on and sit tight and put your seatbelt on, okay? Because this is going to be a very, very, very bumpy ride, okay? So first of all, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You really did not have to, but you took your time to do so. And I am beyond thankful for that. I really, really am. But enough of the introductory. So this is Realer Than Real Solo Edition. Welcome back everybody to the podcast. Okay, so first off, I am going to explain about what's going to go on in this podcast and what I'm going to do for each episode. So I'm going to have an introductory, which is what I just did. I'm going to have an affirmation of the day, word of the day, the blueprint, special guest, it depends, and then we're going to have a short break, and then of course the outro of the podcast. So it's really not that much to talk about, possibly do, I don't know. I might want to include a little game in there. It depends on who the special guest is, so cross your fingers on that, hopefully. But we are going to go into the affirmation of the day. Now, the affirmation of the day is, listen, okay? Listen very closely. It is, I will be present in every moment. I am smart. I am kind. I am brave. I am beautiful. And I will love myself and I will have a great day. Okay, now, did y'all really, really take that in? Okay, this is something that I need to really take in, except for the beautiful part, okay? I need to take this in, okay? Let me read that again. I will be present in every moment, okay? I am smart, I am kind, I am brave, I am beautiful. Today is a great day. Hallelujah, okay? Preach, praise, hallelujah to that, okay? So that is the affirmation of the day. I really hope that y'all do really take that in, because these affirmations of the day, it's gonna get real good, okay? It's gonna be probably something spiritual. I will be considerate, because not a lot of people believe in the Christianity world, okay? But these are just some quotes that will probably somewhat help you throughout the day, so I would love for you to take that in. Again, you don't have to. Okay, so the word of the day is going to be perseverance. Okay, I have struggled with perseverance, and if you do not know what that means, it means pretty much not giving up. Don't give up. You know, you don't give up on anything. You persevere. Okay, like this podcast, I kind of wanted to give up, but I persevered. I pursued it, and now here I am in this podcast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. So that is the word of the day. Of course, take that in. Okay. The words of the day and the affirmations are pretty much the same exact thing. Okay. So these two are the most important thing to me. And people just need to be told these very special things, because you don't know what anybody could be going through. You know what I mean? No, you don't know what they could be going through at home. You know, like they could be sad. So I want to be there to help put those who are hurt in a better place. I want to lift their heads higher. And I want those of you listening to really take what I'm saying and encourage those around you, even those you absolutely do not like, because trust me, I have a handful of people that I do not like. I'm not going to say hate. Hate is a strong word, but I strongly dislike a few people. And instead of just bashing them, I want to probably praise them, because the reason why that they could be bullies or something like that is because they're going through something at home, and you hear this all the time. So I'm not going to bore y'all with that. But we are now going to get into the blueprint, which is going to be talking about, well, I guess I'll explain it on the next break. Alrighty, everybody, welcome back to Realer Than Real Solo Edition. Okay, so after the break, after the break was over, I did say I was going to explain what the blueprint is. Now, the blueprint is kind of like the blueprint of the show. It's going to be pretty much talking about what I went through or what I've heard somebody went through, and I want to have my word on it. It is pretty much going to be about tea, drama. Well, not a lot of tea, not a lot of drama, because I don't want to be like that, okay? Although I can, but I'm not going to. But it's pretty much going to get into my personal life and just things that I hear, and I have a word about it. Okay, so today's blueprint is going to be, like I said, about me. So this, I will have to say, will be the most important. Although I said that about the word of the day and the affirmation of the day, the blueprint is going to be the important thing throughout the entire episode and the podcast in general. Okay, so we are going to be discussing if I am okay. Okay, I am okay. I am better than okay. I am forever going to be better and okay than I was before. Because back then, I was not in the right mental state. Sadly, I wasn't in the right mental state. I feel bad for not telling people the truth about how I felt. And I wasn't open to myself about if I was okay or not. Because I knew I was going through something, but I just didn't want to accept the fact that I was, or if it was real, or is this just a phase or something, you know what I mean? But I figured that it was real when I was crying for help. I got the help that I needed, and I will tell you that I needed that help. I needed to pretty much talk to somebody that I don't see all the time, you know what I mean? I feel like everybody who's going through something like mental health, mental illness and stuff like that, they should talk to somebody who they pretty much don't see all the time. Like it helped for me anyways, but it could be different for many others. I tried talking to my close ones. I tried talking to them. Unfortunately, I helped. They gave me good advice. I took the advice, but I really needed to talk to somebody who I didn't know, or you know, who I don't see all the time. And I figured that a therapist would help, which I did see a therapist, and it helped me a lot. It really did. I've took some antidepressant medication for like 30 days when I left the place that I went to. I'm not going to say what or where, but it helped me very, very much, and I'm just in a better place now. But I will say what almost put me down was Corona, COVID-19. Okay, first of all, I have never heard such a thing called coronavirus, COVID-19. Like, no one ever heard of such a thing except for the Corona brand. There's a drink and beans apparently called Corona, but like Corona, when you hear the word Corona and COVID, that's bad, okay? Because fun fact, the name COVID-19 comes from four different terms. I'm not going to explain all of that. You could do your own research. But I figured not myself, but everybody of course figured that COVID-19 came about near the end of 2019, so I want to say around November, December, but it was around China at the time, if I'm not mistaken. And then, unfortunately, it spread rapidly, like way faster than I hoped or thought anyways. But, you know, a lot of traveling was happening at that time. So, unfortunately, that was why there was a lot of spreading when it came to the virus. Now, there was a mandatory lockdown that happened in the middle of March. And that kind of really, really hurt because I was in a process of getting myself together. You know, school started back up January 9th of last year. And I just wanted space. I wanted peace. You know what I mean? But unfortunately, lockdown happened. Corona came about. And it was a serious, serious thing. So we had to be in quarantine, of course. We couldn't see anybody. We couldn't go anywhere unless if it was like an emergency, like going to the store, yada, yada. But I will say that the quarantine that we were in, lockdown, it really helped because we were able to get closer as a family. You know, we were able to get together, you know, like have fun, talk about stuff, laugh, cheer on, you know what I mean. But it wasn't okay because of COVID, my mom just was not all about that you can go out freely type of life anymore. Because wearing masks have been such a new norm now. You know, you see everybody wearing masks. Like before COVID even happened, a lot of people, not a lot, but like few people wore masks if they were sick or something like that. But it became such a norm, like people wear, you know, for like fashion or stuff. You know, you see masks anywhere, on stores, on commercials. So this COVID thing has really punched us all in the guts, and it gave us a payback. For what reason, I have no earthly idea. Like, I know for sure I didn't do anything, okay, to deserve such a huge pandemic. But unfortunately, it happened, it came. But I do want to talk about everything that happened during quarantine. I'm not going to go into detail, but I'm just going to point out the things that happened that I remember during the COVID quarantine, yada, yada, of last year. So I was in homeschool, actually. So I did virtual since I left the school that I went to up until like a couple months back of this year. So I did virtual for like a year and a half now. I can tell you that I will say hate for this one, but I hate doing virtual with a passion. Okay, if you could understand what I went through doing virtual, it was stressful. And it's crazy because I always dreamed of doing virtual, but doing virtual was a lot harder than I thought, you know. But it comes with it. It comes with its advantage, though. You know, you get to sleep in, you get to stay at home, you don't have to get up to get dressed, you know. All you can do is just get up, brush your teeth, wash your face, eat, and then just go on your computer and go on about your day. You know, that's what I really, really wanted to do. Like, I was kind of getting tired of getting up early in the morning, getting dressed, yada, yada. But unfortunately, for my educational sake, I have to do in person. I have to, whether I like it or not. Okay, doing virtual taught me that I needed to do in person, because this virtual stuff, no. But then again, people do learn differently. So for me, virtual is just not it. But for others, virtual is better for them. It just depends on the person, you know what I mean? But not only me and my other siblings, we were all kind of struggling, you know, with virtual, you know, with keeping our grades up and stuff like that. And this was all like when school kind of started back at 2020 up until this year. So we're on a summer break, but school is coming up on August 16th. So I'm kind of excited, but I'm not excited. I have to get used to waking up early, to get dressed, go to the bus, possibly. This is nothing new, but it's kind of new because I'm not used to going to school every day as I used to. And with COVID and stuff being out, we might have to wear a mask every day to class, but I will make that sacrifice if it means getting a better education. Amen? Amen. Okay. Aside from that, so I did virtual. There was a lot of family issues that was going on during that time and kind of still today. it was a lot family-wise. It really was. It was stressful. I'm pretty sure it wasn't stressful for just only my family, but for everybody's family as well. Because with the lockdown happening at the time, you know, a lot of people weren't able to go to work. And the economy at that time, it was going down because no businesses were up and going, because we were all kind of somewhat forced to be in a lockdown, and then we had a curfew. But a lot was happening last year. We had like Black Lives Matter movement. We had a lot of riots going on. We had a terrible president at the time. So it was a lot. You know, it was a handful. And it's crazy because everybody thought that the year 2020 would be like a vision year for us. It would be a good start of a new decade. But we started off with a pandemic, terrible Black Lives Matter movements, a lot of killing as far as Black people are concerned. It was just a handful. So, child, it was a lot. Okay, I could tell you it was a lot. But aside from all of that, you know, school was out last year. We were in summer of 2020, and then that was when cases really started to spike, was in summer of 2020. Like, a lot of things were happening. Cases were rising. It was crazy. And it was weird because a lot of doctors claimed that in the heat, the virus would kill off. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. But hey, we all kind of listened. We believed it. Well, some of us anyways. But I mean, hey. But the summer 2020, my birthday was in that year. I turned 14 at the time. I wanted to have a good birthday party, but when I heard COVID was out, I couldn't have the party that I wanted because we couldn't be in a room, or we couldn't have a gathering with more than 10 people at the time. So that was kind of a letdown for me. But at the end of the day, I did have a little gathering with my family, and that was actually better than I thought. It really was. It was fun. It was cool. So that happened. School started back. We did virtual that year, and that was the so this virtual year that went by, that was the year that was torture. It was torture for not only me but my siblings as well, which I will not get down to because, child, it was a lot. But aside from that, we are in summer 2021. Summer vacation is kind of almost over. You know, we still got a couple weeks left, which I'm going to make it count. But I will be a sophomore this year, so I'm kind of looking forward to it. But then again, it's gonna feel like freshman 2.0 because I didn't go to school for freshman year, so it is gonna feel like freshman 2.0. But I'm a sophomore, so I'm happy about that. But as far as I am concerned, now I am doing absolutely fine despite of everything that has happened in my family, with the world. You know, I lost a few friends, I lost touch with a few of them, but I've learned that, you know, friends that they'll come and go, friends that they'll just come and go, they'll come as they please, but then they'll go when they want to, and you can't do anything about it. You know what I mean? So it's up to you to just keep your friends if you want, but if they go, then hey, that's on them, okay? But you can do better as a person if they do end up leaving your life. But that's what I've learned. But if they want to come back, then hey, that's totally on them, and it's up to you to allow them back in your life. You know what I mean? So I guess that's something interesting that I did learn. But so that is actually enough for the blueprint. So in the next episode, I'll probably be talking more about my life. I just talked about pretty much what happened during COVID, because I'm, you know, COVID is such a huge thing now, you know, so I feel like I should give y'all an update on where I'm at, how I'm feeling, yada yada yada. So after this, we could have a special guest, but like I said, this is an introductory episode, so we won't have a special guest here, but we will be on a short break. So after this break, I will be right back. Everybody, thank you so much for staying in after the short break, but now we are going to get into the outro of the episode. So I do want to keep y'all in mind that each episode might be between 20 to 30 minutes. It just depends on what the topic is for the blueprint. It depends. So just keep an eye out, keep an ear out, okay? So I'm just letting y'all know. It might be from 20 to 30 minutes, so it won't be that long, okay? And I don't have time to be sitting there editing for hours for an audio podcast. I'm just saying, okay? So we are going to get into the outro of this episode. But thank you all so much for tuning in to my very first podcast episode. Okay, I am very, very, very excited on what I'm going to be bringing to y'all with this podcast. So just like I said, keep an eye out, stay tuned for more upcoming episodes. I plan on doing episodes every Friday or every Saturday or every other Friday or every other Saturday. Just stay tuned, okay? But thank you all thank you all again for listening, and I will see you all on the next episode. Be nice, stay fair, be kind, love one another. All right, peace out.